After the U.S. Congress could not agree on whether to assemble an independent commission to investigate the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol, Monmouth University poll found Americans similarly split on whether a commission is needed and even how to describe what happened on that day. By the way, this poll preceded the House of Representatives passing the bill June 30th, creating the House Select Committee to probe what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. That House vote was mostly along party lines, 222-190. Only two Republicans joined the Democrats on that to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riot, insurrection, peaceful tourists, whatever you want to consider it, at the Capitol, with an inquiry into things like security failures, the origins of the attack on Congress. Poll respondents were asked what to call the violence at the Capitol January 6th when group of supporters of then-President Trump. No, they were not Black Lives Matter or Antifa supporters. Upset over his loss to President Biden, stormed the building, seek to stop the lawmakers from certifying the election win. Among respondents, 72% said riot was an appropriate word for what happened. 56% said it would be appropriate to refer to it as an insurrection. But wait, there were no guns. Well, look up the definition of insurrection in any dictionary. Guns are not required. 33%, though, said calling it a legitimate protest would be appropriate. Respondents who were Republicans were most likely to see it as a legitimate protest, 47% approving on that characterization. That's compared to 39% of independents and 13% of Democrats. The term riot, that got the most, well, cross-partisan approval, 87% Democrats, 67% of independents, and 62% of Republicans, saying, yeah, we can call that a riot. Meanwhile, 85% of Democrats, 48% of independents, 33% of Republicans, felt it appropriate to call it an insurrection. The poll found that half, exactly 50%, of the American public wants an independent commission to investigate what happened on January 6th. Another 39% said the review can be done through internal investigations. Just 34% of Republicans said they favored the independent commission, which that was down, by the way, from 49% back in March. Meanwhile, 73% of Democrats had favored a commission. That was up from 62% in March. I mention this for a reason that, okay, it might sound silly at first, but I think it might just become a lot more serious than people think. You got Pillow Boy Mike Lindell making the rounds, telling anyone on the fringe who will listen that Donald Trump will get reinstated as president this August 13th. And yes, there are Trump cult members who are actually believing him. So when this does not happen on August 13th, what do you think the reaction will be by some of the people falling for this? It won't be pretty. And there are many of the same people who are making excuses for the now over 500 people facing charges for January 6th, including, well, how many have been charged with insurrection, huh? And, of course, you've got the loons who are buying into Tucker Carlson's "it was the FBI conspiracy, too." So, like I said, that poll might be, at least initially, for a sort of informational, almost silly reason. Well, looking into the not-too-distant future, it could get a little more weighty, shall we say.